Hey, After Buzzers, it's the America's Got Talent quarterfinals. We have a lot of singers, knives, and an Elton John tribute, so let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? Joseph Shepard here. It's a great, great episode that we had of America's Got Talent today. Got the music going. We're going to have a lot of fun. Unfortunately, Childish Gambino and Meghan Trainor could not be here today. But you got me, and I think I'm pretty good. So we're going to let the haters hate. The song is John Duff Gurley. And we have a lot to talk about. Like I said, we have an America's Got Talent judge ends up getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who is that? We have some interviews with Justine, who's on the red carpet, and we also have a special segment that I like to call Buzz the Judge. So let's get it started with the acts that got through last week. We had Noah Guthrie, who was the singer who was on Glee, and he had like a little bit of comeback moment. We had Samuel Crome, who was a comedian, who he has Tourette's, really good, really funny. Also getting through was Duo Transcend, and those were the two people. It was the couple, and they ended up doing all the crazy acrobatics, and he ended up dropping her in the audition phase. We also had Glynis Grace, which you guys are crazy for. Glynis Grace, you guys are insane for this girl. She's an amazing vocalist. You guys have named her kind of like the new Whitney Houston. And she ended up getting through. And we also had Voices of Hope, which is a children's choir, which I'm sick of children, and I do not like choirs. So putting those people together, y'all did wrong, America. Y'all did wrong. We also had Da Republic, who the judges put through, and then Michaela Phillips was the Duncan save of the night. So overall, I feel like the acts that are getting through to the semifinals are a lot of singers. This is becoming American Idol. This is becoming X Factor. And like I said, this is America's Got Talent. Talent. And I want to see more variety acts. They're getting a Vegas show. I don't want the finals to be just singers. And that's what it feels like it's happening. If you guys have any comments, please put them in the live comments right here on YouTube. You can also tweet at us, Facebook, all that lovely stuff I am on. But let us know what you're thinking. What you're thinking of America's Got Talent. And Justine was on the red carpet last week, and she got to interview some of the judges, some of the contestants, and I think Howie Mandel gave her a little insight into who he thinks is going to win this season of America's Got Talent. So let's check out the video of Justine talking to Howie Mandel.
She's still your front runner.
I think that there was nobody as electric as Courtney yet.
Was there anybody tonight that you were just like, nope, they need to go tomorrow, that's it?
Not because, as I said to the dancers, Misha or whatever her name is, she's adorable for 71 and amazing. But I don't think if she wasn't 71, if you want to just judge on the merits, I don't know that it's a $1 million act.
So there we go. We got Howie saying that he believes that Courtney is going to win it all on America's Got Talent season 13. Justine was also on the red carpet, and she got to interview the one, the only, who you guys all love, Glynis Grace. Let's check that out.
How do you do it? I don't even think you're going to be able to answer me, but how does it feel to have all the judges be back you 100%?
That is amazing. I never expected that to happen with my first audition, not even in my second audition, and now that, again, it's like the energy you get from the audience and the judges is amazing. It's everything. Yeah.
What would you say your biggest
so excited about is? That. Glynis is such an amazing talent to be on the America's Got Talent stage. And like we said in the very first few episodes, we undercovered that she was actually famous overseas. So it is good seeing somebody come over to America and see if they can be able to equal out their stardom or be able to become even a more worldwide force. So let's get into tonight's last episode of the quarterfinals. We started off with the Future Kings. Now, they are a dance troupe. We can go ahead and start playing the videos beside. Yes, their dance troupe, their age range is what really confused me. You have a lot of older guys and you have a lot of younger guys. And you can clearly tell when they are dancing, the caliber of dance from the older generation to the younger generation is a lot different. And they should not be dancing together. I'm sorry. They have kids in there to like keep everything cute, but what's really cute about a kid dancer who cannot dance? I need to know. Let me know in the comment section because I'm really having a hard time. I don't understand when America sees a kid anywhere, and they just think it's just so cute. Children are cute. That's right. And they're cute. But where's the talent? I need the talent, and I'm not getting that. I'm not getting that from them. I wasn't getting that from the choir last week. I just want the actual talent. And to be able to say a kid has talent if they're just cute, no. It doesn't make it fly with me. Simon also made a good point, and he said that it sounded like it looked like a good commercial, like a cool commercial. That's how they looked. And if Simon's saying that to you, that it looks like a cool commercial, in my opinion, that's not the greatest feedback you can get. Now we're stepping into Us the Duo. Now, Us the Duo is a couple, and I didn't even know this. She's actually pregnant, and she's 7.5 months. They perform their own original material, which is great. So the song that they ended up performing tonight was written about their daughter that they're about to have. Let's take a little listen to them. I think my problem with this is that it was just really weird to me. It's a song about a baby that's going to be born. I understand that. I get it. I get where they're coming from. It came off a little too happy, too perky, a little too cheesy. And they kind of remind me of a not-so-great act of, if you guys remember Alex and Sierra, they won the third season of the X Factor US. That is who they remind me of, but they remind me of like a cheap man's version of that. Let's check out Alex and Sierra, and I want you to tell me if you see any similarities to that or if I'm crazy. So what do you guys think? In that comment section, do you think that's the reincarnation of Alex and Sierra? Because Alex and Sierra actually split up a few months ago. They're no longer together. They're not a band, and they're not dating anymore. I feel like this is the new reincarnation of them. So let me know. The next act that we ended up having was the wild card pick. It was Daniel Emmett, and he performed a rendition of Aerosmith's Don't Miss a Thing. And I don't think anybody really missed a thing if you did not see that performance, because it was good. It was cute. And, you know, he sang it operatic, sang it not in English. And I think that was actually a good thing that he chose a song that wasn't English. He chose a very popular, well-known Aerosmith song to perform, and he ended up switching up the language of that. So everybody at home actually knows the words to that song. And that was very helpful, because if you remember in the past few acts, he was singing and nobody really knew the meaning of the songs. And next up, we had Brian King Joseph, who is the violinist who had a nerve disease. And he is very fearful that he won't ever be able to play again. But it's so great to be able to see this talent. It's so great for him to be able to showcase exactly what he can do. And I think what I was most impressed with, especially this, he chose a popular song to play, but there was not a lot of background music behind it. So he was actually playing the full part of the song. Let's take a little listen to Brian. Now, he was performing Symphony by Fall Out Boy. There were some off notes, but I think overall he did pretty well. But he it reminds me also of Lindsey Stirling, who was a violinist who was on America's Got Talent a few seasons ago. Let's take a little listen to her. I don't think she's as good as Brian. But Lindsay is kind of making her rounds now. She has albums out. She's been performing with people. She's doing really well for herself. So I do think that if Daniel does not get into the finals, he will do well outside of it. Let's go over to the comments section. You guys are live commenting me. Thank you so much. Azad, hey, how are you doing? I waved to a camera that does not exist up there. And Joseph, you asked, why hasn't the show acknowledged that Courtney Hadwin was on British America's Got Talent? Thank you for telling me that, because I actually did not know that. I knew everything else about everybody else, like the sacred Rihanna was on, I believe Asia's Got Talent. And then Glennis Grace was on the Netherlands, so thank you for telling me that. And Pauline did not ask about it on the red carpet. I should have asked Paulina. Justine should have asked her about that. And moving on, we're going to Aaron Crowe. I don't really know what Aaron Crowe's act is. I don't know if it's an illusionist. I don't know if it's a magician, but Aaron Crowe had a really weird act. It kind of bored me a little bit. He had a knife. He had four boxes. He ends up putting the knife in one of the boxes, and then he ends up switching them all around so you don't know where the knife is, and then he ends up basically smacking it with his hand, the different ones, as how he chooses which box he ends up smashing his hand on. And then the last one ended up being Simon, and Simon's hand was saved. So that was cool, I guess. And then we have Joseph O'Brien, who's a little young, little teenage boy who writes his own music, plays the piano. He's very, very talented. And he had a song called Courage that he wrote himself. And I am starting to believe maybe he's like Shawn Mendes's long-lost twin brother. And I feel like he's good, and I think that he can go somewhere. I feel like he's going to get through. But at the end of the day, something was off about this song. I think that my problem is that when these artists come on here and they write their original songs, the lyrics are great, the music's great, but I feel like they're not getting a great chorus. And I feel a chorus, however you want to say it, chorus. I feel like they need a songwriter, they need somebody to be able to help them with the choruses. I feel like there's some problems there. But overall, I thought that he was pretty good. Will he make it through? Probably so, because Teenage America loves him. Going on to Hans. Hans is from Germany, so Heidi and him relate really well. But Hans, I think he's like an Elton John on steroids. I don't really know what is going on with him. He cannot sing well. He performed a Spice Girls song, Spice Up Your Life, and it was very entertaining, I guess you would say. The voice is not there, but I mean, it's Vegas showy, but not like main stage Vegas, probably like off the strip. And it was an act, I guess you would say. He did the splits. I mean, the splits are great. The judges loved him, and this is a big part and a big thing that I do not get, why the judges actually like him. He's entertaining, like I said, but I really do not understand the love for him, to praise him, but then to go against other people. That really does not make that much sense to me. Moving on to UDI Dance. I wrote, so boring. Yeah, so boring. They basically did a light-up version of, I believe, kind of like Super Mario Brothers, where it was somebody playing a game, going through, hitting little, like, boxes and stuff, things coming out, beating up bad guys. Very, very, very video gamey. They named it Ready Player One. And to me, it was more like UTI Dance, because they gotta go. And that's exactly how I felt. The judges were not eating it up either. They were not feeling it. They were not really vibing with them. And they also said that they believe that their first audition was a lot better. And I do have to agree. I really do not know what the message of this was. It just was not exciting. And going on to Christina, she's saying, I'm changing. She is a very, very good singer. But she's no Glennis Grace. The end of the day, that is what it comes down to. I think if you're a singer in this competition, you need to match Glennis. You need to match Courtney. You need to be able to be up to their par or you're not going to win the show. And I think that people are starting to realize that now. I think that the singers are starting to realize, especially too, when the past two episodes, so many singers have gone through, so many singers have gone on to the semifinals. Like, there's going to be so many singers that if your caliber is not a Glennis Grace, if your caliber is not a Courtney, to where you're a little bit different, a little bit spunky, you're not going to get through and you're not going to win. And I think that that is the big thing. We have some comments in the section. UDI was disappointing, but I think they should still go through. Very interesting point that you're making there. I do think that they were disappointing. I do think maybe they should go through just for the fact of I'm sick of having so many singers go through and I want some variety in the finals and the semifinals. But I really didn't like this part of the act. My favorite moment of tonight, I do have to say, was the Zerkeros, which is, I thought, phenomenal. We're going Cirque level right here. They're dancers. They are performers. They're acrobatics. This was the first goosebumps I have had all season long of America's Got Talent. They performed an Adam and Eve type mashup. You had Adam, you had Eve, you had a snake, you had an apple, you had dances and look like trees and flips in the air. Like, this was what Vegas is about. I've never watched America's Got Talent and looked at an act and been like, they're Vegas ready. And they were Vegas ready to a T. Do you guys believe that they were Vegas ready, or am I the crazy one? Yes, they were amazing. Thank you, guys. Yes, they were phenomenal. I sat there and I was watching and I just could not take my eyes off of it. All the judges loved it. All of them were very, very, very congratulatory to them. They were very, I will say that probably was my favorite America's Got Talent live performance that I've ever seen. It was amazing. Moving on, we had Rob Lake. Rob Lake is an illusionist, a magician. He comes off to me as like I said before, kind of like a poor man's David Copperfield. It was not that great. I've seen so many things happen with motorcycles and magicians or illusionists, however you want to call them. I see motorcycles all the time. I see big props all the time, cars, things like that. And I think that we've kind of moved on. That's 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Like, we need something else. I don't want to see you appear in one place and then appear in another because you put something up. He also messed up a few times. There was a street sign that said men working, and he went and flipped a sheet over it, but the sheet didn't even go over it, and it changed to magician working, which was very odd to me because it was like I didn't really understand the point of it because I it looked like a screen. You could tell right there. Like, it's supposed to look like magic, but if a word's randomly changing on a street sign, then obviously it's like a screen. And then, last but not least, we had Michael Kettner, amazing vocalist, ended up making Simon cry. I think that was the first time I've ever seen Simon cry. He performed a song, and he is the one who ended up adopting the children that were, like, you know, the foster children. And he has a really, really heartfelt story, but he does have an amazing voice. And I think if you can have a story and you can actually have a talent, then I'm all rooting for you. I think when you have a story and no talent, that's something totally different. But he was also pretty, pretty good. So looking at these people for the night, I believe that Us the Duo will go through. That's one. I believe that Daniel Emmett will go through. That's two. Brian King Joseph, three. I believe that Joseph O'Brien will go through, four. Hans will go through somehow, probably a Duncan save. Christina Wells will go through, and I believe that the Zerkeros will also go through. Those are my seven. And yes, I do agree with you. Rob Lake is in no way Shen Lim's level. And that's why I hope he does not go through, because Shen did not go through. So we are going to get into some fun little bits. Some news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Hey, Simon Cowell got his start on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this past week. He was joined by his America's Got Talent judges. He was also joined by the first person that he found in America, the first original American Idol, Kelly Clarkson. I miss American Idol those days. I miss the days of Simon, Randy, and Paula. I miss the days of a new competition show on television when the American audience really didn't know what a competition show was. Those were the days. And I'm very, very, very happy for you, Simon. Congratulations. Well deserved. I also want to know, like, what constitutes getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Like, how does that end up happening? Like, do you have to submit? Is it like a verification process like Twitter and Instagram? Is it like, do you submit yourself? Are the people submitting you? Because sometimes people get them and I'm really confused. Like, we have Simon Cowell get one this week. 1 month ago, we had Niecy Nash, which I have no problems against Niecy Nash, but Niecy Nash is like Reno 911 on Claws, like a comedian. Somebody that's not as big as a caliber as what Simon Cowell is. So I really want to know the qualifications and the verifications for this. All right, guys. We are coming to our special segment of the show today. It is called Buzz the Judge. And in Buzz the Judge, what I'm going to do is pull up and show you guys some things from the judges that you may not have necessarily known that they did. And we're going to treat it like a talent show. Would I buzz them or would I let them go through to the next round? First, we have Mel B, who was a Spice Girl performing a single on the Today Show about 3 years ago. Let's take a look and please listen. Well, she tried. I mean, I'm sorry, it's so bad. I never heard the song on the radio. Did it even chart? I mean, she literally is trying to hear lip syncing and all, dancing and all. I would have hit the red buzzer on that one. Let me know what you think. Would you hit the red buzzer on Mel for this performance on the Today Show, or would you let her go through? Did she lose all of her spice? Is she no longer scary? I really do not know, but Mel did not do well there. Moving on to a little Heidi Klum.
Common Mark.
You know what happens when it's cold outside?
Dun, 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 dun.
We'll have great
knockers! Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Yeah. You guys have no clue about boobs. Yeah! And if you don't...
I want to know who filmed this and where this personality came from, because I do not see any of this on America's Got Talent. Like, who is this person? I want a stand-up routine from her. I want to give her a one-woman show. Also, she's had a lot of facial work done because she no longer looks like that anymore. I want to see this Heidi Klum. So I would give her a pass. I would let her go through. Going on to our next person, let's go ahead and hit up the one, the only, Simon Cowell, performing a talent.
Why buy the cow when you can get the lecture for free? A wise man once told me. But I thought about it a few times myself, and I realized that dumb girls are bad for your health. All the girls in the club expect your respect, but don't have none for themselves. Think about it. Why buy the cow? You can get the lecture for free. Why buy the cow? Why buy the cow? Why buy the cow? You can get the lecture for free.
Simon, wake up!
Why was that so bad? Simon should never rap ever, ever, ever. And I really would like to know, does Simon actually have a secret talent? Like, I really do want to know, is there something that America does not know about Simon? Can he actually sing in the shower? Does he do crazy yo-yo tricks? Is he an Olympian in the pool? Simon Cowell, what can you do? Next, let's go to the host of America's Got Talent. We have the one, the only, Miss Ty.
I have never in my life yelled at a girl like this. When my mother yells at this, it's because she loves me. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you? Learn something from this. When you go to bed at night, you lay there and you take responsibility for yourself. Because nobody's going to take responsibility for you. You roll in your eyes and you act like this because you've heard it all before. You've heard it all before. You don't know where the hell I come from. You have no idea what I've been through. But I'm not a victim. I grow from it and I learn. Take responsibility for yourself.
Motivational words by Miss Tyra Banks. I would love to see Tyra do cassette tapes on motivational speaking. I don't know, Trump. Sorry. I would let Tyra go through. I would love Tyra to scream. Like, she literally could read. I would love to hear her read an audiobook and, like, just scream at me with some inspirational music in the background. And last but not least, we have the one, the only, Howie Mandel. First of all, I can't even believe this is his voice. If you do remember, Howie Mandel ended up having a cartoon show called Bobby's World back in the 90s. If you're a 90s baby, you may not know it, but you should totally watch it. Also, that is Howie Mandel. Whether you believe it or not, he does have hair. He did have hair, and now he is bald and a germaphobe. But he started off as a comedian, had a show called Bobby's World, was very big in the 90s, kind of went away for a while, came back with no hair and Deal or No Deal, and now he's a judge on America's Got Talent. I would have put Howie through. And that's a special segment that I have for this week. Going back into the comments section really fast, we had some predictions. Azad, hopefully I said your name right. You predicted that Us the Duo, Brian King, UDI Dance, Michael Zuccaro, Daniel Emmett, and Christina Wells will go through. We'll be back next week to see if you're right, to see if I'm right, to see all who's right. But I just wanted to take the time to say thank you guys so much for watching and making this the best part of what AfterBuzz is. I love seeing you guys every single week. I love reading your comments. I love everything you guys do. So please keep commenting, keep thumbs upping, keep watching every single week. Let me know what you think, who's gonna get through, and which of those judges would you have put through. I'm Joseph Shepherd. You can find me at Joseph A. Shepherd on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, everything in the world. Bye, guys. Until next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.